got the wonderful Kelly from the Portsmouth Guild Hall with us. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Kelly, I'll just vouch for Kelly, has got one of the biggest diaries I've ever seen in my life. It's huge. You bring him in a wheelbarrow. It's that big. It's got so much going on. The reason we dragged you in here kicking and screaming, Kelly, is to talk to us about Lens. Explain what Lens is.
Our Guildhall studio, as it was previously known, is now going to be known as the Lens Studio. So if you've not heard about the Guildhall studio, where have you been?
Exactly.
It opened in 2018. So it's obviously the Guildhall is massive auditorium, big shows and things. But the studio space was opened as a smaller, more intimate venue. So we have a different program in there, so it's music, it's comedy, but it's all emerging, upcoming artists, new, fresh. We a great family theatre program and drama as well. So it's a kind of program that isn't available in any other venue within the city. So it's a venue within its own right, and open since 2018. Obviously, COVID, we took a bit of a hit, but now it's back stronger than ever. Really doing well, and the Lens, we just wanted to create more of an identity really for the space, for people coming into the space, for the artists performing in the space. And the name itself takes its inspiration from some of the architecture in the building. So if you've been into the Guildhall in the box office, you'll see there's lots of, we don't quite know what to call them. We call them the Lens now. They were previously, they're sort of glass discs all around the walls, but they're very, very beautiful, very pretty, and architecturally. So that's kind of sort of inspired into the new name and new branding and design, really, for the space.
Well, as I say, the Lens is a perfect name for it, because, you say, architecturally wise, it's such a beautiful area. You get the chance and privilege to walk backstage of the Guildhall. There's so many little things, so many little nuggets you suddenly find coming across, and then you think, oh, I didn't know this was here. I didn't know the art space was at the top of it. So there's it's not just the Guildhall, it's all the community feel that you benefit from.
Yeah, I mean, the Guildhall's such a massive building. I think after 2 years of working there, I still managed to get lost sort of backstage behind the scenes. But, and that's the thing, I think there's, I can't even remember how many floors to the Guildhall there are, counting up, probably five, I think.
Yeah, and a roof.
Yeah, and so across that, above all the sort of performance areas that are open to the public, we've got offices, makers' space in there. I think there's about 30 businesses in the city that call the Guildhall their home, that have offices based on the upper floors. And during COVID, we opened a lot of those spaces up to sort of emerging creative businesses, and it's formed a really great community and hub up there, really.
Yeah.
And parenting network up there, Unlock. So some really big businesses in the city doing wonderful work.
But as they're rolling out what's happening in 2023 for the Guildhall, give us a couple of highlights that people can get involved with.
Highlights, well, where do you start? Obviously, the main auditorium programme, there's lots and lots coming up. Obviously, we've got big comedians. We've got Miriam Margolyes coming, Jimmy Carr, Russell Howard, so lots of comedians, music, all of that. But then obviously the events that we, the Guildhall Trust, put on ourselves as well. So we've got Games Fest coming up very soon, a couple of weekends time, 4th and 5th of February. So if you're into board gaming, computer gaming, that's the event for you. And then obviously what you guys get very involved in as well is our Comic-Con, which is now, I think, one of the jewels for the city in the event calendar. It's a really fun, great event. It has moved back to the 3rd and 4th of June this year because somebody's decided to be coronated on the normal weekend.
Yeah, I'll sort him out.
So that's, if you're into comics, film, Marvel, DC, it's a wonderful family event. Everybody dressed up, colourful, bright, lots of fun, lots of games and entertainment, and dinosaurs this year as well. I don't think I can tell you that last time we were in. We were just about to announce it, and we were all having to sort of nudge ourselves and say, don't mention the dinosaurs. So we've got that coming up. And we're also very excited. So opening from the 30th of January, we've got a new photo exhibition opening.
Brilliant.
So it's called Icons of Rock, and a guy called Barry Wentzel, who in the 1960s and 70s was the key chief photographer for Melody Makers magazine. And so he took, so if you remember the Elton John image of him playing piano with his feet in the air.
Yeah.
He took that photo and some other amazing ones that you'll recognise as well. So we've got an exhibition of 14 of his photographs going on display from, as I say, 30th of January to 30th of June. It's completely free at the Guildhall to come and see. So I really do urge people to pop by. Just check on the website, because if we've got big events on and things, then the exhibition isn't available. So just check before heading down to the Guildhall. But
and will you have to book to see that?
Planning on it at the moment. Right. If we're overrun, that might change.
Well, hopefully you are.
Hopefully, yeah. But at the moment, it is a drop-in free exhibition to come and see. So.
Brilliant. Well, there's always loads going on. So if you want to find, again, more information about the free art exhibitions, the comedians, the band, I'll shut up because we're going on, pantomimes and all the rest of the stuff that you do. What's the website, Kelly?
PortsmouthGuildhall.org.uk.
Lovely. And we'll catch up with you very soon. Thanks,
Kelly. Thank you.